Those chance encounters with someone you're interested in that failed to turn into something more. That's what Kelly and I highlight every single week. We scour the internet. We look for those people who need that second chance, right? It's the weird. It's the lonely. It's the desperate. It's...
When you strike out in real life, you can always try...
Craigslist missed connections.
Go first. This one's titled, Make Love, Not Warts.
Oh, boy. I see what they did there.
Man for woman. You were the attractive lady buying wart removal at the grocery store the other day. It's okay. I, too, am struggling with warts.
Oh, great. Common ground.
I get them on my back and my feet. I can relate to your wart problem.
Great.
You and I smiled at one another. I noticed you had no ring. Was that because of your warts? Or because you aren't married?
Because you can't fit it over your wart? Oh, dang.
Wow, what assumptions.
Yeah.
Warts can be embarrassing. Mm-hmm. No need to hide your warts from me.
Okay, wow, we are really concentrating on these warts.
I get them too.
Okay, yeah.
I'd love to take you out to dinner. We wart survivors must stick together.
Wart survivors.
Thank you for your smile and your ability to be brave while struggling with warts.
Okay.
I'm the guy who was wearing a Nicolas Cage t-shirt.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Give me a chance.
Yeah.
Make love, not warts.
Okay. That was really... That had a central theme.
Yeah.
The entire way.
He couldn't get over the fact that he found his common ground with her.
Right. I feel like if they did go on a date, the conversation might hinge on one particular subject.
It's
Craigslist missed connections.
It's a woman for man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your grocery store princess.
All right.
Hi there, good buddy. I'm the purple-haired princess who worked for a bit at a popular grocery store, and last month there was a cute guy, you, who I talked with, who came into my lane twice in a row, which I think was on purpose.
Okay, sounds
anyway,
good so far.
Yeah, we had a really nice chat about cheese and the weather, and you told me your name. It was Tom, or Ted, or Terry.
Began with a T, got it.
Yeah. And then you went to grab a box of laxatives and returned to my lane again. both of them have a common theme.
Wow.
A little bit. I love how brave you are. Right after I rang you up, you asked me if I was single. I misheard you, and I thought you asked me what my favorite breed of dog was. So when I said Golden Doodle and Corgi... like an idiot, you must have thought I was nuts.
Hey, are you single? Golden Doodle.
Golden Doodle. Or Corgi. Really like that, too.
Right.
My coworker behind me heard you. Anyway, you seemed a bit nervous and left really quickly before I could say anything else. I totally fumbled it.
Oh,
crying,
no.
Crying emoji.
Oh, no.
According to my coworker, you came back a couple of times after and looked for me. Unfortunately, I wasn't working during those times, and I wound up quitting a couple of days later because they wouldn't let me off on Tuesday.
Can't get off on... I quit.
I'm done. I'm out. Sadly, I haven't run into you since.
Aw.
So, cute guy in my checkout lane with the laxatives.
Right.
If you're game, I'm your grocery store princess. We can take turns scanning each other.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep, indeed. Wow.
I need a price check on aisle love. All right, so whether you're looking for the wart princess,
uh-huh,
if you're the purple-haired princess looking for your laxative king.
The guy with the laxatives, yes.
It's
Craigslist missed connections.
Yes.